With the rise of Nazism and the wounds of World War I fresh on their minds, from hyperinflation to famine, with great social and cultural turmoil, world leaders in the mid to late 1930s wanted to avoid another major conflict. British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain quickly became the face of the policy of appeasement when dealing with Germany. He granted seemingly minor concessions to satisfy Hitler's demands while denying Hitler opportunities to start a new war. Hitler took advantage of the appeasement policy to avenge Germany of what he saw as the humiliation of the Treaty of Versailles. In defiance of the treaty, Hitler introduced military conscription and quickly enlarged his army so that in 1936 it marched unopposed into the Rhineland. In March 1938, Germany annexed Austria, and following a series of threats and negotiations, Hitler secured the Munich Agreement, in which Britain, France, and Italy agreed to permit the division of Czechoslovakia between Germany and others. Utilizing a military strategy called the Blitzkrieg, or Lightning War, Germany invaded Poland on September 1, 1939. The attack was so swift that Poland was unable to mobilize any meaningful military response. Having guaranteed the sovereignty of Poland, Great Britain and France were finally forced to take action, and on September 3, 1939, the two countries declared war on Germany, marking the beginning of World War II. 2 weeks later, under the terms of the German-Soviet Non-Aggression Pact signed in August, the Soviet Union moved to occupy the eastern half of Poland.